Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Congrats to Jared from Rock Mart. Wins those Atlanta United tickets. Welcome back. We're going to make some picks for you. I'm going to make you a lot of money, and we can afford to give Garrett some calf implants.
Where do you come up with this stuff, man?
I don't know, man. Welcome like, man, back to the morning
show. Well, I mean, if he just get a tan, the calf might look a little bit better as it is. He's a little bit pale.
If he doesn't get a tan, you'd be able to see the implant through his skin.
I'm the same way, man. I got Bill Clinton legs.
Yeah, true. Do you really?
Pasty Bill Clinton legs.
my pastiness is all in my chest.
What are we picking?
We're picking football.
Okay. We have any music? We have any football music? I like some football music for this, Dallon.
How about some vintage NFL films? Like Barbarians at the Gates of Rome, the Eagles penetrated the soft underbelly of the Vikings' defensive line.
No one does it to me better. Like, no one captures the essence of that, like, John Facenda NFL films thing like Arch does when he does it. And he's like the Raider. He does it really well. We got to get him to do it at 8:20 because he's joining us at 8:20. For a little preview of Falcons Eagles, he'll be up there with me
What Arch does a Facenda?
Yeah, he does a type of thing like that. He does it all the time. He loves doing it. It's something we always hear when the leaves start changing or whatever, and the Raiders are playing somebody. So, are we ready, Dylan? You got us some music? Because I think when you do picks, it just sounds so so much bigger when you have like some NFL films music beneath it. But let's talk about the games we are going to pick. We all got to pick. So we're going to pick four games apiece. We have our own two picks that we freelance, right? And then we have two games that Dylan has
that are mandated.
That he's mandated.
Federal law, international law.
Dylan has mandated LSU at South Carolina and Cincinnati at the Chiefs. Those are the mandated games. So do we want to start, guys, with LSU at South Carolina?
I agree. Let's do it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Mike, start us off.
All right. How about this? LSU, I think, has had some bumps in the road. South Carolina, we just talked about their star edge rusher that's very Jadeveon Clowney-esque. Here's the issue for them. LSU's tackles, their offensive tackles, might both be All-American caliber. Very, very good on the offensive line for LSU. Line's fishy after South Carolina coming off a massive win. I'm going to take LSU minus 6.5 on the road at South Carolina. LSU minus 6.5.
LSU, corrective emotional experience in Columbia, South Carolina. LSU 31, South Carolina 27.
There's the key word, Bo. I told you it was coming. Took 2 hours.
We had a side bet.
Keyword.
If you would do that phrase. You just
corrective emotional experience.
Corrective emotional experience. We put it on the clock it in video this morning. I said, Rob,
it's
how
like
long
Pee Wee's Playhouse. We do the word of the day by screen.
And you did it. Well, guys, Dylan, what's my record? What am I?
You are currently 3-4.
3-4?
Yes, I don't like being that predictable.
It's really early in the season, and I don't need to go against you guys, so I won't. I'm with y'all. I think LSU is going to show up. I think Brian Kelly is going to be angry that we're here again, and I think he might be a fraud as a person, but he's a hell of a coach. Give me LSU
you
minus
6.5.
You
don't know him personally.
Oh, you know what? You remind me of somebody else sitting in that chair. All right, next game. Bengals at Chiefs. I will start the show on this one. Bengals have been running their mouth a little bit. Joe Burrow might have some scar tissue in his wrist. It is in Kansas City, and they have played well there. But not this week.
Mm.
Give me the Chiefs to cover the 5.5.
Yeah, what is Joe Burrow 3-1 against Patrick Mahomes, even though I don't like that quarterback versus quarterback thing. But, you know, something to talk about. I think the window is kind of rapidly closing for the Bengals. Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. They seem to be in a bit of disarray. Embarrassing loss to New England. Just a flaccid offense last week. Chiefs win at 38-21.
Yeah, Cam Taylor-Britt comes out and says, Xavier Worthy, he just runs in a straight line. That's about it. Well, you know what? Fastest route to the end zone is going to be in a straight line as well. I hate that we clean slate this thing, but I like Kansas City as well. To pick this one up. There's just too many other things going on around the Bengals right now for me to believe they can get it all lined up and beat a good team like Kansas City.
All right, Rob Tribble, you get your very own lock of the week, and I say we start with are you doing two college?
I'm doing one pro, one college.
Perfect. Let's start with your college pick then, sir.
All right, the Wolves of West Georgia heading up to just east of Louisville to take on Eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky's dreadful. West Georgia falls to Abilene Christian last week. Abilene Christian only lost to Texas Tech 52-51. Mm. Corrective emotional experience for West Georgia. They get it done on the road 35-20 over Eastern Kentucky to go to 2-1. West Georgia now in the FCS, by the way.
Go Wolves,
they
baby.
Beat Samford this year.
That might be the new most random game the weekend. Mike?
Nice.
I'm also going to go to my alma mater for this one, but I'm not going to pick them to win. I'm just going to go simply with the Bama-Wisconsin under 50. Bama's favored by 15 or 16 at this point. These are two teams with an absolute identity crisis on their hands. It's air raid at Wisconsin right now. I don't think their athletes match up with Bama very well. But also, when you talk about the downhill physical style of defense that Wisconsin usually plays with, I don't think Bama matches up with them extremely well either offensively. They had 12 penalties a week ago and brought back about 180 yards of offense in the first half. I don't think it's that ugly, and I still think Bama wins. But under 50 points up at Camp Randall at noon. On Saturday,
Wisconsin
tomorrow.
Running the air raid is like it's parallel crazy. Universe weirdness.
Yeah. Give me the under 50 on that one as my lock.
All right. History tells me that when Georgia, the last 5 years, plays Kentucky, the score other than, I believe it was last year, the score is close, within 22 points, especially when it's at Kentucky. Because last two games in Kentucky, the score was 14-3, and the score was 16-6. So everything in the world tells me that I should pick Kentucky to cover the 22. It ain't happening.
I agree.
Kirby is going to let the dogs eat. They will win.
Let the big dogs eat.
Handedly, they will cover the 22. Book it. Go to the bookie. Call him right now. Tell him Squidbilly sent you.
Mm.
And if you lose, it's on you. Give me Georgia to cover the 22.
I agree with that totally. My NFL game, Tampa Bay and Detroit. Baker Mayfield just has seemed to – he has found a home. He and Mike Evans are simpatico. You got Chris Godwin in the mix too. And Baker thrived in chaos last week, throwing four touchdown passes in that victory. Detroit coming off the overtime win over the Rams. I'm sorry. You got to watch out for Tampa Bay this year. Tampa Bay wins at 27-23.
Interesting. I'm actually going to go with another NFC South game similar to that, but I'm going to go over with the Los Angeles Chargers heading in to Charlotte this weekend to take on the Panthers. I got the Chargers right now at 6.5-point favorites. Panthers were absolutely lifeless. Not that the Chargers were great. Panthers were lifeless a week ago. You also now lost your captain on defense in Derek Brown. I'm not sure what that team is or how they can possibly keep any games close, much less a team that I think is going to be really well coached. And also, look for all those Ladd McConkey jerseys in the stands as the Chargers head into Charlotte, man. It's just up the road. So I think that one right there, if you score a touchdown, you're winning. That one, give me the Chargers minus the points up in Charlotte this weekend against the Panthers.
All right. For my final pick, Sam Darnold, he's feeling himself. He had a good first impression with Vikings fans. Wins his opener, but he won his opener in a game that Jonathan Greenard, new defensive end for the Vikings, said he felt sorry for the opposing team's quarterback and the opposing team. Well, you know what? Jonathan Greenard will not feel sorry for Brock Purdy this week. In fact, it might be Brock Purdy who's feeling sorry for Jonathan Greenard. This is a 5-point spread in Minnesota. It's a 1 o'clock kick. This is trap game written all over it for San Francisco. But that is also not happening. They will throw the ball more. You're going to see Ayuk and Debo eat on Sunday along with George Kittle. Give me the Niners covering the 5 points. San Francisco all day long. Mm. You can also tell your bookie that Squid Billy sent you. Mm. Now let's recap.
I won't be telling mine anything because I don't like that at all.
Let's recap. Mike is 3-4. I am 3-4, and Rob is 2-4 on the season. So we're clearly experts at this.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I need to play small ball and start creating some offense that way. My pitching's been good, but I'm still 2-4.
Yeah, it's very easy stuff.
Mike,
ATS.
I will make a side bet with you that San Francisco covers.
All right, we can do that.
I am very confident in this game. Sam Darnold is still Sam Darnold.
Can I give one of y'all a punishment for whoever the biggest loser is?
Uh-oh.
Can one of y'all get a punishment?
Yeah, if you take
humiliation ritual.
Sounds very ominous. I don't know.
So is that a yes?
Do you have something in mind or what?
I don't know.
I don't have anything in
when
mind.
You gonna,
just,
you gonna
just popped up in my
you going to hand this punishment out like next Wednesday when you finally come back or what?
No, the punishment will be handed out at the end of football season, of course.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant on just this.
No,
game.
Whoever
yeah.
finishes with the worst record.
I'm game with that.
They get a punishment. And it's whatever I choose. It won't be anything too crazy.
It sounds creepy. You're going to hand out a punishment at the end of the year?
Not like I mean, that, obviously,
don't make it worse than it already is.
I don't know. I don't know if I we'll have to discuss.
Just think about it.
I need to know what the
make
punishment is.
Make us do the
is.
Elephant walk or what?
I'm not going to like agree to a random punishment from Dylan Matthews.
You know what?
Who has duct tape all over the front end of his car. I just can't buy in.
It wasn't my fault that I have duct tape. That's another story for another day. But you're right, Bo. I'll level with you. I'll think of the punishment, and then when I decide...
You haven't thought of a punishment.
I haven't, but when I think of one, I'll put it out there, and we'll discuss.
Whatever the punishment is, you'll probably witness up in Philadelphia on Monday night. One of those fans will be doing it in the parking lot, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, if Dylan wears the Falcons gear, he might be the one getting the punishment Monday night. All right, what do we got next?
Oh, we're going to talk to the man himself.
Oh, boy.
Number 16 in your program, number one in your heart. David Archer. Former Falcons quarterback, and he thrived in the World Football League as well. Going to talk to him next. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 1990.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany on this Friday. Let's get out to one David Archer, the former Falcons quarterback, current color analyst on the Falcons radio network. Arch, I'm telling you, man, watching Tua last night, it just breaks my heart to see that happen to him yet again. I'm thinking you may have to retire, but it's what he does. That's what Mike and I were talking about, and you can relate as a quarterback as well. It's just basic human level, it's just terrible to see.
No question about it, Robbie. And you don't want to see anybody get hurt or anything like that. He's a really good kid, a really good guy, right. Too. I had a chance to be around him a little bit when he was in college. Good man. I know Mike probably knows him pretty well as well, but got a great family, all that kind of stuff. But it's a violent game, you know, and you've got to understand that when you got to learn lessons in the game, there's lessons taught in the game that you know what, as a quarterback, I can't go take people on, you know, and I don't care who you are. You got to get on the ground. And unfortunately, it doesn't take away that we all feel bad about him being hurt, but you also got to be intelligent about what you're doing. He's got to get on the ground there. He'd already had the first down. Just get on the ground, minimize the damage, line up, and get ready to play on the next down. So there's lessons learned. Sometimes they're not learned. Sometimes they're hard learned. And hopefully we'll get Tua back on the field so we can see him play.
It's like the mob. It's a life we chose.
Yeah. I guess so.
Arch, as a guy that played the position of quarterback professionally for as long as you did, including in the NFL, when I hear Kirk Cousins talk yesterday, and he was addressing issues about his footwork, and he's like, look, I did this. I've gone back to certain footwork I used in the pistol when I was backing up RG3 in Washington. You know, as a quarterback, is that something that, you know, how much does that affect you changing your footwork like that, or is it just something that you do it, and then once you get a few snaps in, it just kind of becomes second thought?
I'll be honest with you guys. This has become comical, this conversation about his footwork. He took you behind the window, or took behind the curtain a little bit. There's nothing to this. A lot of quarterbacks will operate from a staggered stance, whether they're right foot up or left foot up. It's a comfort type situation. They'll do it under center. You look at Jalen Hurts this weekend. He'll be in a staggered stance under center this weekend. It's just the ability to what leg do you like to push off of? When you're in the pistol set, because play action happens so much quicker than it does under center, it makes more sense to be in a balanced feet side by side, so you can turn one way or the other and immediately hand off. when you're under center, you've got to get depth and width to run the stretch play or the out or the wide zone play. So I've got to be able to explode out of there and run. I don't have to do that in the pistol set. I just have to turn, take a snap, and hand off. And so he's just trying to find a comfort zone where he feels comfortable doing that. And it's not a big deal. For some reason, it's become this big deal where he doesn't know the footwork or anything like that. It's just a matter of what's comfortable to him to be able to turn either way. So for this to be a story is just a joke to me.
Was Bernie Kosar the innovator of that? Remember, he had that staggered stance. That seemed kind of innovative and weird back in the day.
Well, Bernie looked like a stork anyway, Rob. So his ability to actually move around, I mean, he had to get his body partly turned anyway just to make the rotation to drop the throw.
Talking to Dave Archer, Falcons radio analyst. Hey, Arch, I want to piggyback off that conversation as well, because one of the things that kind of raised up my antenna was Raheem talking about play action in the game plan, right? And he kind of mentioned not wanting to turn your back too much on what Pittsburgh is doing because of what Pittsburgh is doing defensively. Just talk about the difference in running play action under center, shotgun, pistol, and what it feels like as a quarterback to turn your back and then try to get your eyes readjusted to the defense.
Yeah, it all begins with your pre-snap look, of course, Mike, as you know. And if you're under center or if you're in the pistol, you're going to get a pre-snap look to try to get an idea, a gauge what's going to happen defensively once the ball snapped. Then once the ball snapped, if you're under center, your back's going to be turned to the defense a lot longer than it would be in the pistol. Now, as it turned out, we didn't run any play action from pistol either. There still is the ability, you still have to take your eyes off of the defense to catch the football in the shotgun, or in the pistol set. So you're still going to have to take your eyes off of it. And then once you rotate your head back, either under center or in the pistol, I've got to confirm that what I saw in pre-snap is in fact what happened, or did they change, did they rotate to something else, which, as you know, can very likely happen. And now I've got to process that pretty quickly to change my thoughts as to where I'm going to go with my progression to throw the football. So the more you can keep your eyes, the real story is the more I can keep my eyes on the defense pre-snap and then post-snap, the better I'm going to be at processing and being able to get the ball out on time. Play action's always been one of those things, or run action. I know play action is the popular way to say it. It's really run action.
Right.
A lot of people talk about, you know, Kirk is a great play-action quarterback. Yeah, he play fakes and does a really good job of that. But, Mike, you can speak to this. 85% of the action that I'm getting to affect the defense is what my offensive line's doing.
Yeah.
If my offensive line pass protects, even though I'm play faking in the backfield, there's nobody on that side of the ball that's respecting run game. So it's the run action that the offensive linemen and the tight ends are creating that are making guys, because they have to step to fit the run because they're reading blocks up front. So if they step to fit the run, now I'm getting the run action I want, and the other 15% of that is my little fake in the backfield. So I think we're overplaying what the quarterback, his responsibility or his effect in play action is.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. We used to call that act protection. You get two hard steps in run game, then go straight into pass protection. And you know what's funny, Arch, you talk about getting your eyes whipped around. I got the question last week, why does Chris Lindstrom tap the center, for the snap count? Why isn't this, he's looking between his legs? It's because the center, Drew Dolman, doesn't want to turn his head around, right? He doesn't want to take his eyes off the defense. Once
exactly.
You don't want to in play action pass. That's why he gets the tap from Lindstrom so he can still identify what might be coming at.
All right.
Yeah, you got stimming going on, and let's say I've got somebody in motion. If you watched Pittsburgh, they were sliding their linebackers. So there's responsibilities that could change for Dolman. If he's got his head stuck between his legs looking at the snap, and he snaps it as he brings his head up, they may have changed what they look like up front. Now you don't know who he's blocking. So it's exactly right.
Arch, when you look at this defense, they have been pretty bad against the run for the last half a season, and they weren't much better on the Friday night game against the Packers. What can we do up front and in the run game to expose this defense and kind of get the run game going to free up Kirk Cousins a little bit in the passing game?
Well, remember, they did give up some yardage in this game in the run game to Green Bay. But remember, 33 of it is on a jet sweep or kind of a reverse play. So maybe the numbers aren't quite as bad as they might have been. But certainly, you got to mix up the run game, Bo. This was a game that the Atlanta went into in the Pittsburgh game that they had a decided idea. They wanted to run at that Pittsburgh right side, our left side. They wanted to run away from T.J. Watt. They ran twice at Watt in the first half that I could see, and Watt made plays in the backfield on both plays. It was against McGarry. And one of them was in the opening drive that stunted the drive. He makes a tackle on Bijan Robinson for a 3-yard loss when we ran it that side. So they had an idea they wanted to run left. I don't know what their plan is as far as who they would like to run at here in this game, but I think you have to spread it. You're going to have to spread it out a little bit because Philly's going to see the tape and say, hey, they're predominantly running left. If you're self-scouting, you're going to want to kind of counteract that a little bit. You're going to want to run the other way, but you're still going to have to incorporate the run game or the quick passing game, whether it's the quick game or the screen game, to help supplement. This is a fast, active defense for Philly. Fangio does a good job of designing defense. So this won't be any walk in the park, but I think that they can get after him, much like they got after Pittsburgh early on in the game running the football.
All right, as far as Jalen Hurts goes, apparently not quite as explosive as he once was, and apparently you can also befuddle and baffle him blitzing. How do you compromise him, make him uncomfortable?
Well, you're right, Rob. He's been uncomfortable. If you look at his first 45 games as a quarterback in the National Football League, I think 34 of those as a start, he threw 19 interceptions in 45 games. In his last 18 games, he's thrown 17 interceptions. Mm-hmm. 15 a year ago, and he threw two Friday night down there in Brazil. So from what I can see on tape, he is forcing the ball into coverage. He's making decisions to try to shove the ball into those three big-time receivers. Now, Dotson didn't get a lot of play this last weekend. You know, he's got Brown and he's got Devontae Smith, but he's got three really good receivers. And now Barkley joins the mix, a guy he threw a touchdown pass to in the game. So that's the problem, is he's got a lot of people to throw the football to. Now, can you confuse him? Can you do some things coverage-wise? Certainly. And we need to generate some turnovers. And he's willing to throw the ball into coverage. So you got to be ready to catch the football when it comes your way. But, you know, just go play your game. He'll probably throw one or two that you can potentially steal.
All right, Arch, we appreciate your time, my friend. Let's go get a win in Philly, for God's sakes. We need something to feel good about. Thank you, brother.
How about all those punches that the Cyclones threw last weekend, too, Rob, by the way?
Go Cyclones. Thank you, brother.
See you, guys.
All right, what we got coming up in your little segment?
My little segment.
My little pony.
Xavier Worthy might be out to prove something on Sunday. He'll be definitely in my starting lineup, fantasy-wise. And I've got something to say about the haters of Al Michaels. I've had enough.
How dare they?
Next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
It's a Morning Shift triple in for Tiffany, Steak, and Sandra. Coming up at the top of the hour, Braves starting a 4-game series with the Dodgers tonight, 1 game behind the Mets in the wild card. I don't know. We don't know what could happen. The Braves could win 3 out of 4, get swept, or get a split. We have no idea. Tagovailoa, another nasty concussion last night as the Bills continue their ownership over the Miami Dolphins. Arizona State barely escapes with a victory over Texas State.
At Texas State.
Yeah, Texas State.
That was
State
another random
team.
Game.
They've had two winning seasons in 13 years, Texas State has.
Did you see the way that game ended? The kid, the quarterback, crazy. Takes a knee early and on fourth down.
Fourth down with 3 seconds left on the clock.
And so he took it with 2 seconds, and as he took the knee, it hit 1 second. So they put 1 second back on the clock. Kenny Dillingham is in the middle of the post-game
interview,
and he goes, you can hear him say, are they really about to put a second back on this clock?
No way.
And so then it goes through the whole thing, and then they throw the ball around the yard, and they end up dropping it, and Arizona State recovers and escapes with a 3-point victory at Texas State.
I will say, I hope that with the forecast for this weekend that the Braves are able to get all these matchups.
It looks like kind of a lingering 50-60% chance of rain for most of the weekend.
Good thing it hasn't been a thunderous rain at all.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Is during their picks segment, yep. I got a call, and it was from Don's Tree Service, who you hear advertising. They've done some tree work for me before. They're actually doing more tree work. I got an email from our insurance company just after us about these trees need to be cut away from the house and blah, blah, blah. So I had to call Don's Tree Service, and they're coming out today. And hopefully no thunder and lightning stays away so they can – they're trimming all the way around my house because, you know, our place is like a forest out there in my neighborhood. So that's what I'm having done.
We have an aging canopy in this city.
Is that right?
Yes, we do. Aging. Have you ever flown over this city? I mean, we have a lush
the city in the forest. Is,
yep, city in the forest.
Well, let's talk about my forest in Life of Squid. Yeah, a lot of trimming going on at the House of Squid Billy this weekend. Anyways, well, W Sauce.
Do some manscaping. Speaking of trimming,
I'm done.
I mean, you know, sometimes the quiet part's already said, Rob, but you have to say it out loud.
You're like the king of that. You are the king of following up with things like that. I can't ever be a goofball around this guy because then he says the quiet part out loud the next sentence.
I just do that because you get so upset when you steal your thunder. You get so upset. Your thunder must have been stolen a lot as a kid because I'll do it now just on purpose. And
nobody ever loved him enough.
Dude, he pitches little temper tantrums off the air when I steal his thunder, so now I just do it on purpose. Hey, November 25th, you can help me steal Mike's thunder at the Brown Grass Charity Classic at Eagle Watch. Come play with us. It's hashtag Squid Nation versus hashtag Dumpster Fire. Guard by the guard shack called Mike's Mafia. We are going to do it. We will be there all day, but you got to come hang out. You come play with your favorite 92.9 The Game personality. Go to the 92.9 The Game website. Go to the events page. You can click the link. It's for a great cause, Pets for Vets.
I'm going to take your money, head up, Mafia versus Nation, and then I'm going to give it to Pets for Vets. So thank you for your contribution.
We do have Rob's Rejects emerging, by the way.
That's right. That's such a good name, dude.
Rob's Rejects. They know how to play golf.
On brand.
No. So well, they'd have to steal the clubs to play.
They're gonna play disc golf.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll rent them. Well, yeah. No, the wrong golf.
I love disc golf.
Show up with some frisbees.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so let's get down to business. There was some trash talk going on between the Bengals and the Chiefs. Cam Taylor-Britt was asked at open media about covering Xavier Worthy and what Xavier Worthy brings. And he had some, what would you say, Mike, some pointed comments?
Yeah, they were, he wasn't holding anything back. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, make sure you pick up this trash you threw at me, too. Let's hear from Cam Taylor-Britt.
That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. He can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-some pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically get hands on him.
Well, I hate to break it to Cam Taylor-Britt, but all that Xavier Worthy needed to do on Thursday night to win last week was run a jet sweep and a straight route. And no one got hands on him because – it's not always so easy to put hands on speed, my friend.
It's just so funny to me because I hear these comments. I see them as a former guy in these locker rooms. You can still sense in guys' words their lack of respect for rookies around the NFL.
Yep.
If next time you hear something like this, I want you to focus, and it could be teammates, it could be anybody. I want you to focus on how old each guy is. When I thought Kyler Murray was talking about, when he was talking about Marvin Harrison, and he was like, it ain't my job to get him the ball. I thought, man, it's just straight. All he sees is rookie. He doesn't even care.
What Xavier Worthy do hit like 22 miles an hour.
You know what's funny to me is Cam Taylor-Britt is talking like he's a big dude. He's 5'11", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Xavier
he's
Worthy.
He's still probably 40 pounds heavier than Xavier Worthy.
Well, Xavier Worthy is 5'11", 165.
Yeah, he lost to the Patriots. Yeah. Shut up.
It reminds me of I heard a short person at this radio station talking about me being short, and I'm like, dude, the only difference is we're about the same height. There's just a weight difference. So
that person told me they were 3 inches taller than you. That person did, yeah.
So that person thinks I'm 5'4 and they're 5'7. I'm actually 5'8.
It was an Abe Turtle?
Yes. But it was an Abe. Anyways, Al Michaels has become under fire. Only thing I can think of is there's these kids today have grown up listening, and I'm not going to go into a rant about play by play and who sucks now because I think everyone is working their ass off in play by play because those that haven't done it are always allowed us to talk about those that do. It is hard, but we've heard the Gus Johnsons of the world, right? Where he just screams to scream.
I love Gus Johnson.
I love Gus Johnson too, but he screams to scream. Al Michaels does play-by-play like you're sitting in a cigar bar steakhouse and you're sitting next to the dude, and it's done with class and skill. This was his call of the first touchdown. Now, this one was a little bit low-key for even Al, but here, this is what had the millennial screamers in an uproar.
Pass to the outside, wide open, inside the 10, And James Cook takes it in.
Okay. So.
Classy. That was like a guy sitting next to me eating a tomahawk ribeye with a cigar in the other hand and the fork in one hand, and he's got a nice glass of whiskey. It's very classy. Classy is classy.
He's
it's
lost classy his fastball a little play. Bit, but he's 80,
a little
isn't
bit.
He?
No, he's older than that.
Like 82?
When you see Al in person, you realize that he's up there. I got to give Herb Street credit. We've done a couple of Thursday night games since they've been doing it. And Herb Street
79.
Is with him in and out of the stadium.
Herb Street gets it. He catches his share of strays. I got to tell you, I mean, that guy, I don't know how he ever steps away from watching film. Like, the amount of knowledge in Herb Street's head about college and the NFL now is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's what I just love Al Michaels. Look, we need to remember that this guy is a freaking legend. He has probably the greatest call
Do you believe
in American
in miracles?
Sports
yes.
history. Okay? So treat him with respect when you're on your Twitter and your Instagram, your TikTok and your Snap Hat or whatever it is.
I love all those guys. I love Joe
killing
Buck.
Him. I do too.
Yeah, no, I probably
That's a hard job, man.
It is such a hard I like Sean McDonough. I think Sean McDonough works his butt off at it.
I just don't think much about it. You know?
I just think
and
it's
I grew
comical.
Up with some of the greats with Munson, Al Serrado,
oh, yeah.
Skip, Pete.
Well, and
Ernie Johnson Sr.
You know, one of the things I give Wes so much credit for being one of the great play-by-play guys of my generation, you know, is that he does everything with it. It's a controlled chaos.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenally done.
And some of your greats always have that just little hint of a Southern accent, like Keith Jackson. You can say Wes, Ernie Harwell.
Well,
you know, a lot of guys.
I love Keith Jackson. Yeah. Man, he was so good.
Racked up by some of them. All right, we're going to come back, hand it off to the steakhouse. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. If you want to sell that house, well, call Mark Spain and you best get to packing. It's been the radio. What is this, the radio show?
The morning shift.
It's been the radio.
I got 1 foot out the door, brother. Got to get away from you troglodyte mouth breathers. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
He's talking about you, Mike.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.